Want to know more about Thailand and did you miss the Tell Me More broadcast on Thursday? No problem, here is an overview. The popular travel destination Thailand has been dealing with some internal issues these couple of months. Lots of youngsters are taken to the streets to protest the current king. Our reporter Lena spoke to Belgian journalist Chris Janssens. He currently lives in Cambodia and is specialized in Southeast Asia.
So Chris, what is Thai politics usually like? What kind of power does the king normally have?
The king has a lot of actual power. They changed the system in 1932. Before, they had a king with absolute power. Since then, they have a government. But the king still has a lot of actual power. The previous king, King Bhumibol, who has been the king for 70 years, he could deal with the system. He was accepted by a lot of people. He found his way into the system, but his son, when he succeeded his father who died in 2016, he seems to be willing to go back to the system of absolute power. And this is what the protesters want to change. They want the king to be a part of a constitutional system.
From your perspective, is this news buried? This hasn't had any media coverage thus far in Belgium.
It's true that there hasn't been a lot of media coverage. That's basically a question for Belgian journalists, why they choose to cover the story or choose not to. For example, there is a rap group in Thailand who made a new song and posted on YouTube. And in this song, they sing about everything that is going wrong in Thailand, according to them. And I sent an email to VRT, so the national broadcast company in Belgium, and I suggested to make a piece about this because this is big news that their previous rap song was very popular, got a lot of clicks and likes on YouTube. But the national broadcast company said, yeah, for the time being, we are not interested in your piece. Why is this? Maybe it's because this is Thailand. There is no direct link between Belgium and Thailand. Maybe it's because this is Asia. Although what is happening in Thailand, you could compare this to what is happening or what was happening in Hong Kong. It's a different story, but it's the same situation. You had a system that was more or less democratic, and then there are political leaders who want to change that or who seem to be willing to change that. And you have young people, students, who take it to the streets to protest against this. So there, you could compare the story of Bangkok to the story of Hong Kong, yet you don't read so many articles about Thailand. There is some media coverage. If you look for articles, you can certainly find them in Belgium and in Germany, but it's true, you have to search for them.
What kind of country is Thailand like, especially if you compare it to Western countries? I feel like for a lot of people, Thailand is still so exotic and they really don't know much about it.
Yes, that's true, but people can only think about Thailand as a travel destination. What kind of country is it? Well, on a political level, they have had a lot of military coups the last decades. So the political history of Thailand is, you can read it as the military who takes power, and then there are elections again, and then there is a civil government again, and then there is another coup, and this is a bit of the system in Thailand. People in Thailand are, so far, have been dealing with this, have been accepting this. The king, again, plays an important role, and so King Bhumibol, as long as he was the king, people accepted him as like a compromise, someone who could be the king and who could be accepted also by people who are not royalists. But because of what this new king is doing, a lot of young people, especially young people who think about their future, they don't accept this anymore.
When we did the broadcast about China, we figured out that China does censor the media a lot. Is this the same in Thailand?
Yes, there. I know that on social media, sometimes posts get censored. There are some media companies who had to stop reporting about the protests because the government said that they were not reporting in an objective way. Because the king of Thailand lives in Germany most of the time. And of course, the media in Germany are very different from the media in Thailand. So he has been photographed in Germany sometimes in like situations that were not very positive, but these pictures appear in German and in European media. For example, the king likes to wear what they call a crop top. And there are some pictures of him in this crop top. You can easily find it when you Google in Belgium, for example, King Thailand crop top, and you find all those pictures. You cannot find these pictures in Thailand. So, yes, up to a certain level, they censor social media.
Thank you very much for taking time out of your day for answering our questions.
You're welcome.
The current king of Thailand wears crop tops, has been called a womanizer, and has also been the reason why many people have been protesting during the last couple of weeks. But what would you do if our King Philip would walk around wearing crop tops and would appoint his dog as a leader of the Air Force?
I'm a true believer of everybody should be able to wear whatever they want. But appointing your dog as a leader of the Air Force? I have some difficulties with that because there are not a lot of sane people who ever appointed their pet as a leader. Not saying that King Philip is the best leader, but still, I think he's better than his dog.
I would realize it's time to stop doing drugs.
I would move to North Korea.
I think I would move to another country by embarrassment, but I would probably follow the dog on social media. Because, well, let's be honest, that would be quite impressive.
Well, I wouldn't really mind. I would just laugh and just think that I'm happy the king doesn't really have power. And I don't care about the dog going for Air Force because he doesn't have power too.
I would think it's kind of weird, but it's whatever he wants to wear. But I do think I would move abroad once our king appoints his dog as head of the Air Force.
Well, I would totally love it if King Philip would walk around in crop tops, because, I mean, what better way to show that you support diversity and that you want to disturb gender roles, traditional gender roles, that is. So I would definitely love that. But the dog leading the Air Force, I'm not so sure about that. I'm a big fan of dogs, but I'm not a fan of the idea of a dog leading our Air Force. But besides that, yeah, I would have a good laugh.
Lene spoke with a number of fellow students who have already been to Thailand and they want to share their experiences.
First of all, we're joined by Yoni. Yoni, what happened when you first arrived in Thailand?
So I tried to get a tuk-tuk that would bring me, well, straight to my hostel. But this driver kept insisting to stop at a tourism office first that would help me with booking some trips. And I was like, no, I just want to go to my hostel. I want to take a nap. But then after some talking, I decided to just go to this tourism office because the driver was also telling me I had to pay less money if he could drop me off over there first. So I just did that. But then later I was talking to some other tourists and they told me that this driver was probably working for the government. So later on I learned that there was a specific reason why he wanted to drop me off at this office. See, the driver was working for the government and this tourism office is also property of the government. And they are basically all working together to keep tourism and money within one place.
What is something about your trip that you'll always remember?
Probably when I've spent a couple of days with a traditional Thai family up in the mountains. They didn't have a lot of technology. They had phones, but that was basically it. And they actually didn't have much stuff in general. Their house was made out of wood. They had this outdoor shower with just a small tap attached to the ceiling, surrounded by four low walls. They didn't have much, but they seemed so much happier than a lot of people here in Belgium. And I don't know, they just gave me this feeling that they were living in the moment and just, you know, they live day by day. And we here in Belgium are always busy planning out our life. What am I going to do 2 months from now? But they are just living in the moment. And I think that's something very nice about the Thai culture. They are so laid back. Something I will always remember is when Mr. P, he was quite an old man and he was also part of the Thai family. And he was standing there with a cigarette in his mouth and a small bottle of rice water, which is some sort of alcohol, at like 9 a.m. in the morning. And he was telling us, enjoy your life. And I don't know why, but I will always remember that because he was so happy with literally nothing. And I think that's very beautiful.
Would you want to go back?
I would absolutely love to go back someday. I mean, I fell in love with this beautiful country. It is so diverse and there are so many things to explore in Thailand. And I don't know, if you ever have the opportunity to go there, I would say just do it because you won't regret it at all.
Well, thank you so much, Yoni. So now we are joined by Kat as well. She has been to Thailand twice before. So Kat, you were there when the current king succeeded the previous one. What was that like?
Well, I was on my way to the airport when the king died and we just drove quietly and suddenly all the air panels jumped on and showed a picture of the king. Also at the airport, a big picture of the king was projected and you weren't allowed to take pictures of that, but everyone would stand still for a moment, and I just participated because I didn't know what was going on. And I called my Thai friend and he told me that Thailand will go into mourning for 1 year. And also the full moon party, a festival with a lot of visitors, was not allowed to start. All the cafes had to close for 1 month and the people needed to wear black clothes for 1 month. You don't see that happening in Belgium right now, do you? Thai people are very attached to their king anyway, but their previous king was really special. Also because the next king was really not wanted.
You've been to other Asian countries as well. How do they compare?
So I went 2 times to Thailand, 1 time to Vietnam and 1 time to Indonesia. In Thailand and Indonesia, the people are friendly to make money. And you really don't see that in Vietnam. The people there are very friendly for free. And even the taxi drivers are friendly. And that is definitely not a thing in Thailand and Indonesia. But however, Thailand is my number one country.
Would you go back to Thailand?
Yes, definitely. After 2 times, I haven't even discovered half of the country. And if I could, I would go every year, but also need to give the other countries a chance, I think.
The people in Thailand have been protesting for 9 months now. The current king is trying to regain absolute power, but the people aren't too happy with that. Hopefully, after this podcast, you will know a little more about the situation in Thailand. You can listen to the Tell Me More broadcast every other Thursday from noon to 1 p.m.